Martin County West hosted a groundbreaking for their brand new school on Wednesday afternoon. Kerry Brawlsma was on location for that event and spoke to several people about this exciting new start for MCW.
Kerry Joe broadcasting from the Martin County West groundbreaking celebration today for the new school, and now talking with Corey Reynolds, who is the superintendent here. And Corey, this is a pretty huge day in Martin County West history.
It is. It's been a long time in the making, something like 36, 37 years maybe, when Martin County West was knitted together back when I was just a child myself. And yeah, here we are, finally, dreams coming true. Lots of them, I think.
I know we had talked about it earlier, that it's a lot of work behind the scenes. People hadn't really seen a lot going on, but I think today kind of changes all of that.
I think so, yes. It is, from the public's perspective, it's been very boring project so far, because it's been lots and lots of meetings and making choices, this carpet or that carpet, this tile or that tile, put the office there, put it over there. So all of that's been going on for almost, well, a year now, probably hundreds of hours of meetings, tons and tons of different people involved. And yes, today we go public, we go visible. People are going to start to see things happen, maybe not for a few more weeks yet, but this football field that we're going to be celebrating on today, Tommy Elliott, head coach, gave his blessing for us to tear it up, because we don't need it anymore, and it will be really torn up very soon.
It has to be exciting to, I mean, students, have they been excited? What's kind of been the, I guess, the feeling around the schools this last week or so?
Lots of excitement. Of course, that's natural at the end of the school year. But yeah, our students are very, very excited about this. I've heard lots of funny timelines about how long the building is going to take. Some think it'll be here today, the new building. And so we'll have to break some hearts and let them know that it won't open for another 2 years yet. But yeah, they're all really, really excited. I think they've been flying high since the day after election, when I went into all the buildings and kids would just spontaneously start chanting, "New school." So very excited around here.
And I know the community, like the perspective of maybe even bringing in some new students from around the area is very possible with a new building and everything that's going to go into this new place.
Yeah, you know, other districts who have done this have seen that. They've seen their enrollment spike. It usually comes down when the shiny wears off, but then stays higher than it was before. So that wasn't necessarily a part of the board's planning, our school board, but we know it's likely to happen, that we could end up with more students. So we had graduation practice this morning. We were commenting like, oh, this is one of our last big classes for now, that someday we could be back up to that size. So we'll just see. We'll see what the future brings for MCW.
All right, Corey, well, an exciting day, and we appreciate you joining us here.
Thanks for being here with us and celebrating.
And we're now talking with school board member Sarah Roman. And Sarah, you've been involved with this since the get-go, and it's a pretty exciting day today for Martin County West.
It is a very exciting day. The kids are starting to come in, and we're just excited to get this program started and to start the process of building our new school.
A lot of behind-the-scenes work going on so far, but now people are going to see the actual physical work start happening.
Yes, it's kind of hard, right? Because you get so excited, and it passed, and then nothing. But really, there has been a lot going on. We've had a lot of planning, like you said, behind the scenes, and now we're getting into the part where people will start to slowly see the progression, which is always more exciting, right?
How excited are you to see this for the community and for the students?
I think it's just so exciting and incredible to know our story and our history, and to know that board members previous to us put this together with four communities, and now we created this new vision, and it just will ensure that Martin County West is strong for many years to come.
And it's not just a one community thing. It's Martin County West is one community made
exactly.
up of a bunch of great towns and communities, and so it's for everyone.
Exactly. It's for everyone, and I think today's celebration will really show that we've all come together and we're Mavericks.
And what do you foresee in the future as far as this possibly bringing in more students from around the area to this school?
You know, I think I'm not sure if it'll bring more kids or not, but what I do think it will bring is a fresh energy to our community and our county in general. And I also see it as something that will provide more opportunities for our current students, and maybe that means we get to keep more.
You know, and one thing Tommy Elliott made clear earlier was that it could bring students back, like the students that are sophomores, juniors, and seniors right now that aren't going to get to see the new building. Maybe they come back and have their families here in the future.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. That's part of what I hope the kids hear today is that we care about them and we're trying to create a place for them to build a future when they come back.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now joining me is Athletic Director Tom Elliott. And Tom, you have to be pretty excited about the new school and this day finally being here.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of the kickstart to everything. We've been looking forward to it for a long time, and we're excited to see some, you know, feet on the ground, shovels in the ground, and officially get this thing rolling.
A little bittersweet to see the field kind of get tore up today, but it has to be exciting to foresee the new field that you'll be on in a couple of years.
Yeah, I actually told Superintendent Reynolds that even though I know the field is getting torn up anyway, watching tractors, dirt, all the things that are happening to it that don't normally happen still makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. But eventually I'll get over it. But yes, we are very, very excited for the future facilities that are going to be available for our Martin County West community.
And speaking of the near future, next year you guys are planning on playing in Trimont. Lots of things going on behind the scenes as far as that goes.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a different atmosphere, but we've got people, we've got volunteers that are stepping up in very big ways that are going to make it so that we can, you know, play football within the community, not having to play off site somewhere. As different as it'll be, it's got an excitement factor that I think people will enjoy in different ways. But yeah, definitely a different feel, but I'm glad that we're being able to play on actual MCW soil.
What kind of feeling are you getting from the kids? I mean, even though some of the kids are going to be here, what is it, the freshman class will be the first graduating class from the new school, but what kind of feeling is it around the school knowing that this is going to happen?
You know, it's the same level of excitement that throughout all the grades, even the grades that might not necessarily quote-unquote benefit, if that's the right term. Just talking to a few students today that will kind of be the last students in these old buildings, just they're excited. They're excited to see, you know, the upgraded facilities, even a couple of them mentioning that, this is the type of thing that makes them want to come back to the community after they get done with their furthering their education, wherever it might be. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we're doing this, but that's a big one too, trying to get, the local people back to the community and wanting to, you know, grow roots here and raise their future families here. And it's all going to be hopefully sustainable for Martin County West.
And talking about it from an athletic perspective, the new facilities, what they bring, Martin County West has produced some great teams over the years. And despite of some of the facilities that they've had to practice in, have had good track teams, never had a track here. So kind of explain how excited you are for that part of it.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. You know, track was one of those where they never had a true facility, but over the years with Coach Smith, who's now up at Mankato West, and Coach Svoboda, and all the people who have, you know, had hands on with that program, they've done a tremendous job without that facility. And you know, when you really try to wrap your head around something like that, it's remarkable what they were able to accomplish, and it's a testament to the hard work of the kids, coaches, so on and so forth. But you know, even outside of the track, the expanded gyms, the available court space, it's just going to allow us to have so many more opportunities from the high school level all the way down through the youth. Just more opportunities being able to get kids in the gym, use those facilities, utilize those, not having to wait for a practice time. All those things are what we're excited about, and the community at large being able to utilize it more too. You know, an expanded and updated weight room that'll be attached to the new school that hopefully, you know, we could get some community involvement in. All those things are what we're really looking forward to, and it's something that we've never really been able to do at Martin County West.
All right, Tommy, well, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Now joining me is Steph Woolleader, who is the ag instructor here at the high school, but also done a lot of behind-the-scenes work. And Steph, how excited are you to finally have this day here?
You know, I feel like we can finally celebrate. It was a long process to get to this point. In the past year, there's been a ton of planning and, you know, that kind of work, maybe not a lot out in the public, but meeting about each individual classroom. And so it's kind of fun to get to the point where we can celebrate.
And kind of the community can now see the fruition of all your work, I guess, as we start on the groundbreaking. working today?
Yeah, it's very exciting to see the videos that have been put out. And when we started to see the initial plans last summer, it makes it come to life a little bit. And the architects that have been working on it have been fantastic. Lots of meetings, you know, just for the ag department in particular. If we saw some things we didn't quite like, we went back and forth many times. And they were patient with us because we're not experts in it. But it was a lot of fun to be a part of the process.
And how excited are you for that ag department to have a new space to work in, have the room to be able to finally do some of the things that you've envisioned but maybe haven't been able to do in the past?
You know, during the process, I said we've done a lot of things in our ag program here in spite of the facilities that we had. So it's pretty exciting to maybe not have to worry about the facilities so much. So we'll have a metals and a wood shop. They're both going to be much larger than they currently are. We're going to have equipment in there that we haven't had before. We'll have a food science lab that was meant to be a food science lab. And so the changes are going to be pretty amazing in our department alone.
And how amazing is that, or how important is that as you go into this time where there's a lot of people not going into the trades of businesses anymore, and be able to give kids kind of a taste of that to maybe push them into that kind of field?
Yeah, we really try to give kids a huge array of options for a smaller school. And so we're going to be able to do more with, you know, auto mechanics and mechanics in general. We're going to be able to do more with things like a paint booth and some of the production side of things. And so, I mean, what we've done is just kind of a sampling, and we'll be able to grow from there. We have a new teacher coming in that's really excited about the opportunity to teach in a new building and has been trained really well to be in there. And so a lot of pieces are coming together at the same time.
And your mom has kids in school that are also in athletics. How excited are you to see the new facilities come to fruition for that, and for the kids to be able to experience something and a track even,
yeah,
and be able to, the track team to be able to run on a track?
Yeah, you know, one of my kids will be out of school by then. One will have a couple years in the new building. But I guess when you're a teacher, you realize, like, all of these kids are my kids or our kids, and for them to have facilities that they can be proud of and what they see at other places is pretty amazing. I'm a new track mom this spring, and I cannot believe how hard it would have been for all those kids decades past to prepare for their events. I understand it now, I guess. I appreciate it, and so that's going to be pretty cool, too.
I was one of those kids a long time ago when we ran in the hallways at school, and hurdle practice was a little hard without a track, but we did it, and in spite of those kind of facilities, Martin County West has produced some great teams over the years.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of success at the state level with relays and things like that in track, and, you know, my son pole vaulted this spring, and I don't even really think I want to know how they practiced it without the proper equipment, but I'm pretty excited for generations of future Mavericks to have what they need to be successful.
And go back to the ag department side of things, how big do you think that could be to draw in new families and new students to the area?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think it could be a draw. We've seen a couple of students in the past few years coming from area districts specifically because of the shop classes and mechanics classes that they can take here. So, you know, obviously we'd like to grow that. We want all schools in the area to be successful, but we think we can offer some pretty good, strong curriculum in that area, and it's a high need in our area.
All right, Steph, well, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Now joining me is Lily Schultz, who's currently a freshman at Martin County West. You're going to be part of the first graduating class of Martin County West, and how are you guys excited about that part of it?
Honestly, it's just really cool and kind of just sentimental to be able to be the first class to graduate from the new school.
How excited are you to have a new facility besides the athletic facilities, but just everything that's going to be brand new at the new school?
I think it's just going to be so refreshing. Like, there's so many more opportunities. Just overall, it just makes us look better as a school.
And how about your friends and kids that are in your class and below you? Is there kind of a buzz about the new building and groundbreaking today?
A little bit. We're all pretty excited, ready for it to happen. Just overall good vibes in the air.
And what are the vibes as far as going through the next couple of years, waiting for that new building to open? I know you guys are going to have to make some adjustments, but looking forward to the next few years as well.
I think the adjustments are going to be like pretty weird and just like not hard to deal with, but like going to be something to deal with. But otherwise, it'll be like a little anxious waiting for it.
Kind of stuff you know you have to deal with to get the new building and be excited for that to open.
Yeah.
And as far as athletics is concerned, how excited are you going to be to have a gym space to be able to do gymnastics in?
I think it'll be great.
How much of a change do you think that'll be for you guys to be able to practice in your own school and not have to travel back and forth?
I think it'll be great for, especially since we have some younger kids coming up from our school, it'll be a little bit of a trouble for all the Fairmont kids, but we've done it for so many years that I guess they'll just have to be used to it.
It'll be a trade-off, right? You traveling over there for so long, now they get to come over here.
Yeah.
All right, Lily, thank you so much.
Those were conversations with our very own Carrie Brawlsma at the Martin County West groundbreaking event that happened on Wednesday, and they will be available online at kkoj.com.